60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, you know, it seems like every day Twitter starts a brand new argument about some random topic that really doesn't matter at all, but people still get fired up about it.
Mm-hmm. That's why people go on to Twitter.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why people go online at all today, just to kind of argue.
Totally.
But apparently the hot subject over the past few days has been bath towels.
Yeah.
It all started when one guy asked his Twitter followers to settle a debate that he was having with his girlfriend. He wanted to know how many towels are appropriate for a couple to own together. He thought 10 towels seemed like the right amount, but his girlfriend thought that was crazy.
How many does she want?
Well, I don't know.
Is that too much
exactly.
Or too little for her?
So he opened up the topic for debate, and it was only a matter of time before everybody on Twitter started weighing in on the proper towel to human ratio in the average household.
I wonder.
I feel like
guys...
10 is solid. Like 5 per person.
Oh, 5 per person. Yeah. I was going to say 5 per person.
That was pretty decent,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. I mean, that's enough to have like one in the wash, one not folded
and
yet,
like two or three
and then
on
a couple
the rack.
On the rack.
Totally. One on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
totally.
Wet.
Always one.
Yeah. So we opened up the topic for debate, and everybody weighed in. Some people thought 2 towels per person was plenty. Other argues that you would definitely need more than 10 towels.
Okay, that is a lot of towels. I don't know what you're doing with all those towels, guys.
People started breaking it down by exactly what kinds of towels a 2-person household should have. For example, one Twitter user said the average couple should own 10 bath towels, 10 bath sheets,
whoa,
which are larger than a bath towel,
yeah, those are big,
10 hand towels, and 20 washcloths.
Wow, see, I don't need all that.
And who uses a washcloth anymore?
I don't.
I don't think that, I mean,
use washcloths quite a bit.
You do?
Really?
Yeah, sometimes. It's very pleasurable.
For what do you use it for?
So you use it, get it wet, use the soap on your body.
So not a loofah, what?
No.
Not...
Yes, I still
see,
you throw it in the corner of the shower, and then it gets nice and mildewy.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't use it either. I go straight shower gel to hand application.
Yeah. I'm a soap bar
I even skip the loofah. I mean,
a lot of people said that they were confused and amazed that anybody would spend the energy keeping track of how many towels they own. But as of now, no conclusion has been reached. Text in at 78592. How many towels do you think a couple should own?
Yeah,
it's gonna tear the country
debate.
Apart.
I know.
It's a
thinker. Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names to draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shot caller last, and I can see a J, and it's Jose. Sweet.
Yeah.
Thought it was me for sure. All right. Jose's grabbing the shot caller while he puts that on. Jeff, go ahead and do your thing.
Why are you laughing, Jeff?
Well, you're probably the worst person that could have gotten this question.
Oh, great. Thanks, Jubal.
Because, you know, we're not too far away from spring, and that means time to start planning for spring cleaning. And I know Jose doesn't do that,
I've done that since I was a kid.
But if you do, a new survey asked Americans about the things that we're least likely to clean in our homes. And they found the most common answers. Number 5 is old leftovers in the fridge.
Instead of
washing out the container, most people just leave it there until a smell or mold develops.
Yeah.
Number 4 is toothpaste stains in the bathroom sink. Number 3 is dust gathering on shelves or behind your TV. Number 2 is smudge marks on mirrors. But what was the number 1 thing in your house that Americans admit they're the least likely to clean?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I literally have everything you listed on here.
Well, what was the last thing you actually cleaned?
The last thing I cleaned was my toilet, because there was like, it was like growing something in it.
Okay.
Like it was gross.
That is.
And so I scrubbed my toilet, bleached it.
I feel like the toilet you have to clean often because, and it's, you use it so much.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that, that's not true, because the mirror, the smudged mirror.
But you're right, you use it all the time, like brush your teeth, I always get smudge marks and stuff all over. I just never clean it. This is what I need to think about is what do other people clean at my place when they come over? Because my friends are the ones that are like...
They come and clean it?
Yeah, they're like, I cannot stand this. Let me take care of this.
The police when they're doing a welfare check on you?
I think one thing that doesn't get cleaned that often because it's just labor intensive is windows.
Mm.
And especially, I don't know if it would count for your, like, you need to clean the inside and outside of the windows. And then you have the storm windows. Then you got to open them up and you got to clean the storm windows out.
But just windows, yeah, that's pretty good. You don't think about that, Jordan.
I can tell you one thing that I don't think anybody ever cleans, and they always hire someone to do, is your chimney. Does that count?
Everyone doesn't have one. I don't have a chimney.
Okay.
Read the question one more time.
A new survey asked Americans about the things that we're least likely to clean inside our homes, and they found the most common answers. Number 5 is leftovers in the fridge, 4 is toothpaste stains in the bathroom sink, 3 is dust gathering on shelves, and 2 is smudge marks on mirrors. But what was the number one thing in your house that Americans are the least likely to clean?
Ooh. What is hard to clean, hard to reach, hard to get
to? I'm trying to think of something that's always dirty.
Yeah?
Like that you look at and it's always dirty. And I always feel like underneath our sink is always cluttered and dirty, no matter what. Like, we keep our recycling and garbage under there.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, it's just kind of nasty.
No, you're so right. And the irony is I keep my cleaning supplies under the sink.
Yeah, right.
And they're just
exactly
dirty. Just, yeah. I like that answer. I'm going to go with cleaning under the sink. Thank you, Brooke.
A recent survey asked Americans about the things they're least likely to clean inside their homes. I gave you 4 out of the top 5 answers. You had to tell me number 1. And, Jose, you guessed cleaning underneath the sink.
Yes.
Turns out, the number one thing that people tend to ignore when cleaning their house is in the kitchen, because it's too much effort to clean all the food that exploded and splattered inside your microwave.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's disgusting. You got it wrong. It's only one here. Diddy by Paperboy.
Ooh,
old school.
I love this song.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Do the diddy if you want to, because then I can see if you, I want you. Is do the diddy diddy if you want to, but then I can see if I want you. And do the diddy 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 if you want to, then I can see if I want you. Just do the diddy 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 if you. Oh, God.
All right.
I just like watching how clueless you were when you had to restart it. Like, I don't know any other words right now.
If it's new, and if it's good,
it's on Mover 92.5.